AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Iran State TV is reporting that Jason Rezaian, a jailed Washington Post reporter, has been convicted. In the broadcast, a judiciary spokesman says he's been convicted, but he didn't have the verdict's details. Rezaian's lawyer told the Associated Press Sunday there were no new developments and that she had not yet received the verdict. For just the third time in 40 years, Social Security recipients, disabled vets, and federal retirees will be getting no increase in benefits this year. The AP's Shelley Adler has details.
Good news at the gas pump is bad news for older Americans, as there will be no increase in Social Security next year. By law, the annual cost of living adjustment, known as COLA, is based on a government measure of inflation. It's called the Consumer Price Index, and it's being dragged down by lower prices at the pump. The government is set to announce the COLA, or lack of one, on Thursday. That's when it releases the Consumer Price Index for September. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Gas prices were down 0.5 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. According to the Lundberg survey, the average price at the pump for regular is $2.34 a gallon. It remains to be seen how Sunday's technical problems at Southwest Airlines will affect flights today. Some 450 flights were delayed. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports on the long line.
Emily Mitnick, who was flying from Denver to Detroit, says she missed her flight even though she was at the airport about 2 hours beforehand. She says she saw at least two lines with hundreds of people in each.
Officials in Belarus say President Alexander Lukashenko has been reelected for a fifth term. The Central Election Commission says he garnered 83.5% in Sunday's vote. This is AP Radio News. California officials are considering allowing inmates with violent backgrounds to work outside prison walls fighting wildfires. It's an idea that's generating concerns about public safety. Arsonists, kidnappers, sex offenders, gang affiliates, and those serving life sentences for murder would still be excluded. The Dodgers' Chase Utley finds himself in the middle of baseball's hottest controversy. After his slide broke New York Mets shortstop Ruben Tejada's right leg Saturday night, Major League Baseball suspended Utley for 2 playoff games, and his agent said he'll appeal. Here's AP Baseball writer Mike Fitzpatrick.
There have been lots of instances in the past where on potential double plays like this, an infielder's gotten taken out and, you know, perhaps gotten injured in some cases, and players have not been suspended. So Utley's agent called it completely outrageous, and they said they will appeal.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.